Chapter 23. As soon as Mrs. Groves was out of the room, I wished that I had not suggested that she go away. I was a little frightened by the idea of being on my own to face the evil that was trying to control Miles. And when, 2 hours later, I was told that the housekeeper and young Flora had just left the house, I felt more alone than ever before. The workers and servants in the house did not seem to understand what was happening. It was clear that something was wrong by the way that Flora had been first locked in her room and second, taken away by Mrs. Groves. None of them said a word to me, but I could feel that they were confused and even possibly troubled. I decided then to become very strict and serious with everyone. As I walked about the house, I could not find Miles anywhere, because up until recently, I had always been with the children at all times. It was obvious to the servants that things were different between the boy and me. It was also made obvious by the way we no longer bothered to have class. After breakfast, we usually met in the classroom to begin the day's lessons. Now, however, the servants told me that Miles had gone for a walk by himself. In a way, I was glad that we did not bother to pretend that our classes were useful anymore. For a long time now, I had nothing more to teach the boy. He, of course, felt it, too. I was also too troubled by everything to teach well. Starting that day, I would always have dinner with Miles in the dining room, where I had once frightened Mrs. Groves in the window. Everything now was much more formal between the boy and me. It had to be this way. In order to prevent myself from going crazy, I had to turn myself into stone. I had to keep ignoring the fact that I was fighting against something terribly evil. When Miles came into the dining room, he looked at the food on the table. I thought for certain that he was going to make a joke about the main dish, when instead he said, "I have to say, I'm a little worried about Flora. Is she seriously ill?"
"She will be fine after the doctors in London have taken care of her. This house has become unhealthy for her. Please, take a seat and let's eat."
Miles sat down near me with a confused look on his face. "But she was taken away so suddenly. I find it hard to believe that the house could so quickly make her ill."
"Actually, she had been getting ill for quite a while. It did not happen as suddenly as you think."
"Well, why didn't you send her away earlier?"
"We did not know that her illness would continue for so long. We thought she would get better."
"But now, won't traveling make her even more ill?"
"No, it won't. Her health would have worsened if she had stayed."
"Oh." He then gently picked up his fork and knife, and with the best manners possible, began to eat. I still did not know the reason for his dismissal from the school, but I did know it was not for bad eating habits. Our dinner was short. As soon as we finished, I asked the servants to clear the table. Miles, meanwhile, stood looking out of the dining room window. Neither one of us spoke while the servants were cleaning. When they finally left the room, the boy suddenly faced me and said, "Ah, now it's just the two of us."